catechisms, we describe the church as being one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Now, what do those words mean? They're unusual words, and they might seem strange to us. First of all, we might remember from the Gospels that Jesus prayed that his church would be one. God desires a unity of all people, but especially God desires a unity of those who are baptized. And we say one of the signs that the church really is the church that belongs to Christ is that it's one. And we Catholics believe it's not only supposed to be one in terms of those of us who are alive, but we're one with those who've gone before us in time, that this oneness goes back from us to the earliest days of the church, that we have a unity of faith and love with those who precede us, the communion of saints. We also believe that the church is called to be holy. Another sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit among us is the holiness of its church's members. You and I, because of our baptism, are called to be holy, which means that we're to make God and the love of our brothers and sisters the central part of our lives and not something on the periphery. We also believe that God calls his church to be Catholic. The word Catholic means universal, that it's for all people. No one is to be excluded from the church because of their race or by any external reason. The church is for all people, not just for some people. So we pray that all people in the world will feel welcome into our church. We also believe that the church, to be authentically the Church of Christ, should be apostolic, which means that it teaches today the faith of the apostles, that our faith is exactly the same today as it was at the time of Peter and Paul and all of the members of the Apostolic College. So let's pray for our church, and we will truly be one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic, and let's strive to live that in our own personal life.